Okay, before we continue in Avos, the last thing we did was before Pesach, where we talked about, I think, the Makkos. So I wanted to go through this piece from the Haggadah Leil Shimurim, which talks about on the part of the Haggadah of Dayenu. I know it's a little late to start thinking about learning about the Haggadah, but as you'll see, it hopefully will be very insightful, and Nagea maybe even daily. So I'm on page 51, or the first page that you have, that starts, and on the bottom there, Kama Milas Tavis Lamakam Aleinu. Everyone got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now the Leil Shimurim, just who he is, this is the Aruch HaShulchan. I don't know if you ever heard of the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan was a Rav in Nevada before the war. He wrote a classic halacha sefer called Aruch HaShulchan, and this is his pirush on the Haggadah called Leil Shimurim. So he says as follows. We're going to learn it inside. Kama Milas Tavis Lamakam Aleinu Lahavim Hadvarim. In order to understand these words, Nearly shehem mitzachtim im mashanu oimrim b'chol yoyim achar kriyashma emes v'yatziv v'nochen v'kayim shesham yesh min v'yatziv ad v'yofe tezvav tevis. Every morning after you say kriyashma, so you say v'yatziv v'nochen v'kayim v'yosher v'ov and so on and so forth. There are 15 different terms there, different types of adjectives or whatever they are, v'yatziv v'nochem, 15 words. Uvikan yesh tesvav milas. And in Dayenu, there's 15 milas. Kama milas taivas l'makam aleinu. All different types of taivas that Hashem did for us. There's 15 of them in this thing called Dayenu. Ela shebechol yoyim aymrim b'remez uvelel pesach mefarshim hadvar. So the Aruch HaShulchan here wants to say that really the 15 Dayenus, the 15 Milas Taivas that we talk about here in Dayenu, and the 15 words of Yatziv and Achain are really one and the same. Each word relates to another one of the Milas that we talk about. Just that on the Leil of the Seder, we say it very clearly, and we talk a lot about it. Mashenk in the rest of the year, every morning, we say beremez. You say it very bekitzer, in short, and beremez is a remez. But each one of those words is really representing one of these dayenus. And he explains as follows. Because truthfully, if you think about it, why are there so many words there? Why do we have to say things? Some of them seem maybe even repetitive from each other. V'gam hare emes v'yatziv v'nochen v'kayim kulam loshen emes hain. That's why the word emes, yatziv, v'nochen, and kayim are all saying that they are truth. V'chein v'ov, v'chavir, v'nechman, v'noim are all terms of endearment. Avon, chavivos, nechman, noim, haloi dover echadu. They're really related to each other. So therefore he wants to know, if you look at Emes V'yatziv, you see what seems to be repetitive and why you need so many. So therefore he feels that really each one is similar to the others, however each one is representing an individual shvach that we are giving to the Rabbanu Shalom. Vida Ki V'yatziv Hu Targuma Shel Emes. The Aramaic translation of Emes, of truth, is the word Yatziv. However, there is a bit of a difference between the two. The emes yesh loimar b'shnei panim. Emes could be defined in two different ways. Hein ma shekvar ovar v'ro'inu ha'emes. Number one, it could be, it's true what we have seen in the past. Hein ma she'adayin loiba, rak she'onu maminim she'ken yiyeh. And it could refer to the future, that we know it's true what's going to happen in the future. We believe it's true, but it hasn't happened yet. Kimay emunas hagula la'asid, utchiyas hameisim, ba'ilam haba, uchayoytze ba'elu. These are things that we know are true. We haven't necessarily experienced them yet. We haven't necessarily seen them with our own eyes. But we believe, we have emunah, that this is true, that it's going to happen. So the word emet could refer to the past or to the future. Avol v'yatziv, but the Aramaic translation yatziv, hurak al hadover shekvar avar. That is referring to the past. In the story, Nebuchadnezzar had the dream, and he forgot the dream. And Daniel told him the dream and the interpretation. How did Daniel say it? V'yatziv chalmo u'mehemen pashrei. Kloima, kimoisha chalaim sheigadzi tila hu emes, v'yatziv chalma, the chalaim, the dream, was true. Just like it was true, meaning this that you experienced the dream in the past, it was yatziv, it was true. Shariaton is karta masha chalamlach, Nebuchadnezzar forgot his dream. See, Paroi, with Yosef, Paroi remembered his dream, he just didn't know what it meant. Nebuchadnezzar, not only did he not know what the dream meant, he forgot the dream. So he was looking for someone to tell him not only what the interpretation of the dream was, he needed someone to tell him what the dream was. So when Daniel told him the dream, he remembered the dream. So now Nebuchadnezzar knows that Daniel's telling the truth about the dream. That's v'yatziv. So Daniel told him, v'yatziv chama, just like you know the dream is true in the past, because you remember now what you dreamt. So that's why he told them, Umehaman Pashrei, that in the future you should believe that my interpretation is true, because the past that I showed you the truth of the dream should teach you that the interpretation of the future is going to be true. So you see that the word V'yatziv is referring to the past. And that's why by Shachris we talk about Emes V'yatziv. Uva Arvis, and by Ma'ariv you say Emes V'amuna. The Shachris Meramezes al Gulas Mitzrayim, because Shachris is referring to Gulas Mitzrayim, which is in the past. V'arvis, who Emes V'amuna Shenamin Ba'Kodesh Baruch Hu, in the future that he's going to bring the Gula Asita. L'chein, Amru Chazal, the Parakama de Brachis, Koshalei Omar, Emes V'yatziv Shachris, V'emes V'amuna Arvis, L'yotzi Yedei Chayvasei. Because you need both. The past has to lead to the future. You build on the past for the future. So if you didn't say Emes V'yatziv and Emes V'amuna, you need both. If you just believe in the future without believing the past, or vice versa, the past without the future, that's not true Amuna. True Amuna is only when it's Emes V'yatziv and Emes V'amuna. V'nimtza. So my point here, says the Lao Shimurim, says the Aruch HaShulchan, is to show you that V'yatziv is going on Geulas Mitzrayim. So, when you start and you say v'yatziv, the first word v'yatziv, that is referring to the past Hashem was goyalos. What's the first milas toivos? Ilu haitzianu mimitrayim. The first mila Hashem did for Klal Yisrael was haitzianu mimitrayim. So v'yatziv is keneged yitzias mitrayim haitzianu mimitrayim. V'nachayin. The next word after v'yatziv is v'nachayin. Hu mishayresh chav vav nun lashon mechayin. Shu yisayid kayim. It's a strong foundation. Kimay the kisei David yi en nachayin lifnei Hashem adaylam. It should be firm. It should be a strong foundation. So what's this referring to? V'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu yiftiach lanu shi'igo leisano mimitzrayim. Hashem gave us avtacha. There's going to be a tzias mitzrayim. V'kiyem dvaray v'gal leisanim. He did what he was said he's going to do, and he redeemed us. Uvazeh hayaday lekayem dvaray. For him to be mekayem his avtacha that he's going to take us out of mitzrayim, haytzianim mitzrayim. That would have been a kiyem of what he said. But he did something extra for us out of his own chesed. That when he redeems us, it's not just going to be a temporary redemption, it's going to have a firm foundation. It's going to be nachayin. How is that? Not only takes out of Mitzrayim, he hit them with makas. He did things to them, he punished them. Why? Kidei shelo yisairu b'meshech ha'eis l'kachas esonu oed ha'pam la'avodim. If he just takes us out of Mitzrayim, what's to stop them from taking us back somewhere later on in history? But if he makes sure that he tishmetzes them and he gives them makas, they're not going to do it anymore. V'zeh shomer bal ha'agadah. Kama milas taivas l'makam aleinu. Kloimar, what's a mila taiva? Yisroinais. Everything here is going to be something a bit extra. She'asalanu. If he just took us out of Mitzrayim to be Mekayim his words that he will take us out, and he didn't punish them, that would have been enough. We would have been free. But he did an extra thing. It shouldn't just be the yatsiv, the gulas Mitzrayim. It should be nachayim, with a firm foundation. So that's kineged, the asa bohem shvatim, that Hashem put this geula in a way that's nachayim. How did he do it? By asa bohem shvatim. Now we have, the next word is v'kayam. Kayim sounds like it's everlasting. Sounds similar to v'nachayim. Ha'hefresh bein nachayim l'kayim, d'nachayim hu gam kein ad olam. When we said nachayim has a firm foundation, it also means everlasting. Amnam ve'emta hazman bi'echayla she'tifsuk. However, everlasting doesn't mean it's constantly that way forever. It'll remain that way, but there might be interruptions in the middle. Kimai, Malchus Beis David shehu nachayin ad olam. We say Malchus Beis David is nachayin. It has a firm foundation ad olam. Does that mean to say Malchus Beis David is going to continue forever? Right now there's no Malchus Beis David. It's going to resurface. It's going to happen again. It's going to be the only Malucha in Klal Yisrael, but it doesn't mean it's going to be constant. Aval atzehi b'teila ad ki yaveshilei till Mashiach comes. The kayim, but the word kayim doesn't just mean everlasting, it means continuous. It's a davar she'en lo hefzeklal. It's non-stopping. Shalabayri yisbarach, how do we describe Hashem? Chai v'kayim. It's everlasting. It's no stop at all. V'chein also HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzrayim. Hashem made it in a way that our geula, not only is it that we went out of Mitzrayim, not only that it's going to be that they are not going to take us back as avadim because it's nachayim, we're going to remain free. But how do we know that's constant? Maybe somewhere in the middle, till the geula asida, they could take us back. So what did Hashem do? He made it in a way that they're not going to ever have a tkuma, meaning they're not going to rise up again. This Mitzrayim will not have a successful rule over Klal Yisrael. How was that? That's because Hashem struck their God. But what does it mean, Eliheyem? She'akar koyach hasar shelahem milmailo. Hashem uprooted the koyach of the sar in Mitzrayim. The Tsar, every nation has a Tsar, has a Malach that's in charge of it. When the Tsar rises up in Shemayim, the nation has a Kayach. Vayakam Malach Chodesh HaMitzrayim, says the Zohar. Whenever it says Paroi Malach Mitzrayim, it refers to Paroi. Whenever it says Melech, it refers to the Tsar of Mitzrayim. Vayakam Melech Chodesh HaMitzrayim, a new Tsar. Hashem gave a kayak, says the Zohar, to the Tsar of Mitzrayim. Had a kayak to be Meshabed Klal Yisrael. Kol's man Klal Yisrael was under the rulership of this Tsar. So it says that there was nothing they could do. There was no way out of it. The Pasuk later says, Vayihi Vayamim Arabim Ohein. Vayomas Melech Mitzrayim, Vayonchu Bnei Yisrael Min Avoda Vayizaku, Vatal Shavosam El Elokim Min Avoda. Says the Zohar. Till now, Klal Yisrael didn't cry out to Hashem. Says the Zohar. Of course, they cried out to Hashem, but the Tsar of Mitzrayim was so strong that their tefillos were not able to go up to Shemayim. Vayomas Melech Mitzrayim, Hashem decided it's time for the Geula. Says the Zohar. For whatever reason. So what did he do? He lowered down. He was mevatel the kayach of the tsar. Vayomas Melech Mitzrayim. So now what happens? They cried out, Klal Yisrael. But what was the chiddush? Tatal Shavosam Elokim. Now their cries could go up. So part of the idea here that there will never be a tkuma to Mitzrayim is if Hashem gets rid of the Tsar. So that's Eloheihem. Doesn't mean necessarily they're gods. The Lashon Eloiha, or El, in referring to here, we're not talking about Hashem, is a Lashon of power. Eliheya means their power. What's the power source of Mitzrayim? Their Tsar. So Hashem made it Vikayam, that our Geula is everlasting. Mitzrayim will never rise up again in the meantime, even until the Geula comes. How was that? So Hashem did an extra thing. Not only did He do shvatim, that it's, we're always going to be free, v'nachayim, but who says it's going to be continuous, v'kayam? That's v'le'asa b'le'heyem. That's that Hashem went and He struck down their tsar, and therefore, not only are we free in a way that is v'nachayim, that it's going to be everlasting, but it's in a way that it's going to be v'kayim also, because they are batel. The kayach that Parei, that Mitzrayim had, Hashem struck down by getting rid of their malach, or lowering their malach. But also b'liheyem, He did something to their tsar, so that ensures that not only are we nachayim, but we're going to be kayim, the geula, that it's going to be everlasting and continuous, because they don't have any kayach anymore, because their tsar is not high up. So that's v'kayach. V'yashar. We continue. What's yashar? Tayar yashar matzinu olav yisparach. We find the description of yashar about Hashem. Tzadik v'yasharhu. Not only is he tzadik, he's righteous. Yashar. Visip is a free parsha sazinu tzadik v'yasharu shehu misnaik b'yashrusim kol boy oivam. Ad kan l'shoinim. What does that mean? What's the difference between a tzadik and a yashar? The tzadik hu misha isekidin. Tzadik. What's tzadik? Tzadik is judgment. Din. You do things that are exactly what's supposed to be done. This is the rule of law. It's followed. Hashem does tzadik. He's a tzadik. But Yashrus, Yashar, is on above the letter of the law. Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. V'lochein darshinu mikra devasiso ha-yashar v'hatoiv al-dina de-bar metzra. There's a concept when you have to go above and beyond the letter of the law. That's called, there's a halacha called bar metzra. That's doing something above and beyond the letter of the law. Which pasuk do we learn that from? V'asiso ha-yashar v'hatoiv. Do yashar. You're right. The fee according to Shuras Hadin, according to the simple halacha, you're right, you're supposed to get the following, you're supposed to get A, B, and C. But Yashar says, go beyond the letter of the law. The Chein Ha'avis Nikru Yisharim. The Avis HaKtoishim Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, they were called Yashar, Yisharim. Shenichnesu im kulam lifnei mishuras hadin, because the way they acted was always lifnei mishuras hadin. Shafilu misha asam lahem ra, even if someone did a bad thing to them, gamlu lahem taivas. They paid them back, not with ra, maybe that would have been din. You give ra, you get ra. No, you give ra, we'll give you back taiv. That's yasha. V'lachay niskane Bilam harasha b'hem. That's why Bilam was jealous. He said, Tamus nafshi, mois yasharim. I want to die like the yasharim, like the avos. Why did he pick that description of the avos? Shehu hayo ahepech. Because Bilam is the exact opposite. What did he do? He wanted to curse Klal Yisrael. Did Klal Yisrael ever bother him? So what was he? Someone who never did anything to him. Not only did he not give them anything good, he wanted to go curse them and uproot them from the world. So he was a person who paid back Ra for nothing. So when he talked about when he was defeated, and he said, you know what I want to be like? Talmud Nafshi Mois Yisharim, like the Avos who are Yashar. That there's exact opposite of me. For someone who did them Ra, they gave Taiv. And me, someone who didn't even bother me, I went, maybe worse would be someone who did him a Taiva, and he paid back Ra. But at least he was someone who didn't do anything to him, he wanted to be Makalava. So now, back to Mitzrayim. V'nei b'makas b'chayres, l'chayri yesh l'b'chayr Mitzrayim, l'hasrim amashe nilku heim yoyser mikol Mikol HaMitzrim. Bukhaira, the Bukhairim should have a big taina. Why do we get it worse than everyone else? Why do we, were we picked out to be killed more than anyone else? In the rest of the Makkas, we're all equal. All men are created equal, so we all get hit equally. And all of a sudden tonight, Makkas Bukhaira is only we get killed. Shaloi levad shemidus hadin neisen es kain elagam al pimidus yisharim haisa behachrich liyaskach. So he says that the Yashar is telling us that the reason why the Bechayrim had to be hit more than the rest of Mitzrayim was from the reason of Yashar. Why? What is Yashar? Yashar sounds like, don't. Lefim Mishuras Adim, be good to them. No. The Chayvan Shemitzrayim Avdu Litzleh Rosh HaMazalis. The lesson that we're going to learn from Makkas Bechayrim, that's called Yashar. Why? Because the Mitzrayim, what did they serve? They served the Tzleh. The Tzleh is the first of the Mazalis. It's the Bechar of the Mazalis. The head of the Mazalis. That's why Bechayrim and Mitzrayim were holy. They worshipped their Bechayrim. When we did that class on the Makkas, so one of the things by Makkas Bechayrim was that that picture, if their Bechar died, they buried him in their house, and they made carvings of him, and on the wall they had carvings of him, and even then the Madras says that the dogs came and dug him up, and they did all different types of things, because the most kosher thing to Mitzrayim was the Bechar. That's all intertwined with their whole religion, of that's why they worship the sheep, because the sheep is the Bechar of the Mazalis, it's the first of the Mazalis. That was their whole Mahalach HaChayim, was Bechar is Kodesh. Umakas Bechayrus Lachu Musar, Umakas Bechayrus Lachu Musar, Shein Mamish Bechar Amazalis. And one of the lessons of Makkas Bechayrus, which was on the night that what a Klai Yisrael taken Shecht? The sheep. That's what we Shechted. So we were showing that the thing that you think, in which month? The month of Nisan. Which is the Mazal of Nisan? The Mazal of Tzleh. This was all done here to show them that what you think, the mazel of Bechar, that's the strongest thing and you have to serve it, you should know it's nothing. Compared to Hashem, it's nothing. Ve'ein lecha yashar mizeh. So we and they were taught that there's nothing, it's worthless. The mazel is, even the Bechar, is nothing. So there's no greater yashrus, lakar tois avoidus kechavim umazalis, to uproot the mistake of Ayvi Kechavim and Mazalus. Meaning, helping a person come to the Akuras HaEmes, Hashem's not obligated to do that. Maybe Hashem will just say, I gave you all the tools to be Makir the Emes yourself, go on your own. But to show it so clearly, with Makkas, all the Makkas really should brought us, all the Makkas teach us all different types of Amunah, like we mentioned. Amunah in the Malachim, and an Amunah in the ground, in the Afar, and in the Matar, all the different parts of the Bria, Hashem showed he's the Balabas. But that final blow to show it's worthless with Makkas Bechayrus, maybe Hashem didn't have to do that. That final blow was Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. It's true the Bechayrim have a taina why we were singled out. You were singled out because the lesson that's going to come out of that Makkah is Yashar. Is above and beyond what Hashem needs to do, because He's going to show it so clearly that Avodah Zarah is nothing. Everyone agrees that the purpose of creation is to serve Hashem. Shevet Levi niskarv l'avodas Hashem. Shevet Levi was brought close for avodas Hashem, like it says in the pasuk. V'aleviim nilkechu tachas habechayrim. The bechayrim were the first ones to serve Hashem. The leviim were their replacement. K'duksiv v'lekechas leviim tachas kol bechar b'nei Yisrael. How were the bechayrim niskachu? The leviim are in place of the bechayrim. The bechayrim became holy. B'sibas makas bechayrus. K'duksiv k'li kol bechar b'nei Yisrael. B'yai makaisi kol bechar b'etz Mitzrayim. So the kevan shayidei makas bechayrus bo l'shnei dvarim kailu. So makas bechayrus resulted in two ikrim in Klal Yisrael. Number one, lakar avodas kechavim. It was the final blow to uproot the idea of Avodah Zarah from Klal Yisrael. Uliskar Bavaydas Hashem. And in turn, at the same moment, Hashem saved the Jewish Bechairim, and they became Kaddish LaHashem, to be those to serve Hashem, and eventually the Levium took over their job. Hayesh l'cha yasher mizeh? Is there anything more yasher that Hashem did us this lefnim mishuras hadin? V'zeh shamar David lahagid ki yasher Hashem tzuri v'lo yavlas abay. Hashem is yasher. V'zehu v'yasher shebe'emes v'yatsiv. So that's what the v'yasher is. U'chineged ze amar bal ha'agadah. Ilu atzeh b'leihayem v'lo yaharagis b'chayreyem. You did the next step. And that is, he totally uprooted the idea of Avodah Zarah from Klal Yisrael through Makas Bechairas. And through that, not only was it uprooted Makas Bechairas, the Avodah Zarah, it was Niskadesh, the Tachlis HaBriya. The Tachlis of the Briya is to serve Hashem, the Bechairim, and eventually the Levium. They all became Kaddish because of Makas Bechairas. So that's Vilei Haragas Bechairayim. That Makah is connected to Yasher. Because Ein Lecha Yasher Mizeh, Hashem went and above and beyond the call of duty, Lefnim Mishuras Hadin, to teach us these Yisaidahs, that V'yasher is connected Makas Bechairas. So that's V'yasher. So V'yatze V'nachem V'kai V'yasher. V'nema. What does V'nema mean? Hashem is trustworthy. Hinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yivtiach L'Avraham Avinu V'Achreichein Yetzir B'Chush Gadol. Hashem gave Avtacha, we're going to go up B'Chush Gadol. V'Aminim Parakamah D'Bechairis, D'Brachas, I'm sorry. Da'aber Noba Oznei Ayam Om V'Yishalu. Kidei Shalo Yoymar Yisei Tzadik V'Achreichein Yetzir B'Chush Gadol Lekiyam Bohem. The Gemara tells us that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Daber na ba'azneyam, please go talk to the people and have them borrow the klei chesed, the klei zav, and the smallest from the mitzriim." So the Gemara says, "Why did Hashem say please?" So the Gemara says that Hashem said, "I'm afraid of the taina of Avram Avinu." Because Avram Avinu, if you don't go and get this rechush gadol, you don't take all this stuff out of Mitzrayim, Avram Avinu is going to come to me with a big tain and say, Rabbeinu Shalom, you were mekayim the haftacha of Avadim Ve'inu Aysam. Where's the haftacha of Achrechein Yetzir rechush gadol? So please help me out. Fakushim Mefor Samas. So the obvious question is, the Atu B'loy Amiris Aysay Atzadik Ein Tzarech Hashem L'kayim Dvaroi. Hashem is only worried about Avraham Avinu having a tain on him. What about that he said, V'achreichein yeitzu b'chush gadol? What happened to that? So, before we get to the Lel Shimurim Teretz, the simple teretz to this question is, because V'achreichein yeitzu b'chush gadol was not referring to Bizas Mitzrayim. It was referring to Bizas Hayam. Bizas Hayam, that the riches we got by the Yamsuf, that was really the Achrechein Yetzir B'Chush Gadol. However, Avraham Avinu at this point didn't see Kriyas Yamsuf yet. He's going to watch Klal Yisrael prance out of Mitzrayim because Hashem took them out, and he's going to see they're leaving with nothing. So he's going to have tainus. So Hashem said, listen, at least take something out now so Avraham Avinu doesn't have tainus, and don't worry, the real Kiyum of B'Chush Gadol is going to be by Kriyas Yamsuf. But he has a different teretz, the Aruch HaShulchan. And he says, Achatiritz Pashat. Dimayu Oibdim Arba Mea Shana. Did we do our part of the Shibud Mitzrayim? No, we weren't there 400 years. If we would have been there 400 years, Kimay Shamar Vavadim Vino Isam Arba Mea Shana. So then you're right, Hashem's obligated to give us the riches. But we were only there 210 years. And we wouldn't have lasted there any longer. So Hashem took us out early. But ain't a love l'kayim. But if we didn't do the 400, he doesn't have to do the rechush gadol. V'achar kein yetzir rechush gadol. Shelo alayf et zeh hayatznai. This wasn't the way he promised. He said, you're there 400, there's rechush gadol. You're there 210? We never spoke about it. Ach. But Lamaita Avraham Avinu might have a taina. So Tiva Kadosh Baruch Hu Leimer Lehem Kain. So therefore Hashem said, go take riches. I'm going to allow you to take Rechush Gadol, not because I'm obligated. I'm not obligated. You didn't do 400 years. V'zeu she'aymrim b'virchas haftayra Neman atahu Hashem aleikeinu. You're Neman. Klaimar, Hashem yisbarachu Neman. What does Neman mean? Dimrak she'yotza mipiv yisbarach davar l'tayva mikaymai Afshe mi'ikr hadin ein alav l'kayim l'fni atznai shahaya. Really? Hashem is not mechuyev. He's not obligated to be mikayim this. Why? Because we didn't do our part of 400 years. But Hashem is still anyways a Neman. He's trustworthy that if it left his mouth, Kaviyachol, and he said, even though, according to the conditions of the way he promised, he doesn't necessarily have to do it, he's a Neman, he's a trustworthy, and he's going to do it anyways. So that's the Neman here in Emes V'Yativ. And what is the Baal HaGadah continue? Ilohargis b'chareyam v'loinot anlanu es mamoinam. Hashem didn't have to give us the mamoin. That was an extra thing, but he's Neman. It came out of his mouth the words v'achreichen yetzu b'chosh gadol. Even though it was al tanai, it was on the condition of 400 years, but he's still going to give it to us. Why? Because that's a Neman. That's a trustworthy. He's trustworthy. We could have faith in him that even if it's not exactly the way he promised it, but if he said the words, he's Neman, and that is what the Baal HaGadah says, Nosan Lanu Es Mamonim. Now we have the Ahuv V'Chaviv. Ahuv and Chaviv. They're both terms of endearment. Love, Chaviv is beloved. Da ki Chiba hu gam kein Lashon Ava ki Yadua. Chiba and Ava are both the same Lashon. Elo de lashon chiba hu moirel ava yisera. But chiba is not just love, it's more love. Ava yisera, extra love. Kedisa b'manachas. Daf yaches, there's a gemara that says, Amar Rebbe, kishalachti limtais midaisai etzer of Lazar ben Shemua. Rebbe says, when I went to learn by Rav Lazar ben Shemua, matzasi yosef habavli yosef lefanav, and he was so beloved to him. Ad la'achas means k'may ad ma'oy, very much. K'may shekatzav atayis v'sham. So he's just proving the word chaviv doesn't just mean plain love; it means endless love. Ad ma'oy. The chain tzan ba'avis parakei later on chaviv adam chibi yitzera nedas loy. So we find the word chaviv is more beloved than just ava. V'hine. Kriyas Yamsuf loyhaya hechrich. Really, splitting the Yamsuf wasn't something that we really needed. The kama drachim lefan of Yisfarach la'atzilam. Hashem has many other ways to save Klai Yisrael than splitting the Yam. And especially, it's not like we even needed to get to the other side of the Yamsuf. According to many midrashim, we came out on the same side we went on. We went like in a U. We went into the Yam Suf, came out on the same side. So it wasn't the pshat that we needed to get to the other side. Hashem did it just to save us. So why did Hashem do it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu also came kedei laharis avos el Yisrael. He wanted to show us His love. That He's willing to split the Yam for us. Kemo Yishanu Oimrim. Hamavir Bana Vengizri Yam Suf. He brought His children, He passed them through the walls of the Yam Suf. Kloimar the Mipnei Shava Osu Yisrael Kehavas Avleben. He loved us like a father to a son. Lachain Havirim Vengizri Yam Suf. So that's step number one. The splitting of the Yam is Ahava. But Ve'af Gam Kishakar Lohem Esayam Hayadai Sheyelchu Hamayim. So, but then there's stages. He could split the Yam, the water goes to the sides, but it doesn't have to be totally dry land. It could be still a little moist, a little wet. Even if it was a little moist, we could have gone through the Yam. But he didn't just want to show his Ava, he wanted to show his Chiba, that he's extra love for us. He made it totally dry land, not just dry land. Benetias Ilanois, there were trees growing there. Berechas Taivas, and it smelled beautifully. And all the midrashim, like it says, springs of water, and there was fish. It was a Gan's aquarium. It was like Gan Eden over there. That's a chiba. Hashem didn't need to do that. Even splitting the Yam showed his ava. This shows his chiba. So that's the ahuv v'chaviv, the ava and the chiba. And that's what the Baal Haggadah says. He didn't have to split the yam. He could have saved us in a different way. No, but he was kar of the yam to show his ava. But then he brought us through not just in a split yam, in dry land. What did that show? That showed the chiba. That was v'chaviv. Mamish ki abasha v'chal toiv. It's included. Charava doesn't mean dry land only. It means that everything else that was included in that dry land. Shayenu. So we have now Ohov is referring to the kriyas yamsef itself that was not necessary. So it showed his ava, and then there was the charava, everything, the beautiful Gan Eden that there was here, that was v'chaviv. Then we go to the Nechmad. What's Nechmad? Chemda, hinei shem chemda hunach al hataiva hayoyser gedoyla. Chemda is something used referring to the greatest taiva desire someone has for something. Kimoy leisach moy beis reyecha. When we talk about don't desire your friend's things, we use the lashon of chemda, leisach moy. Things that you have, you don't have a big desire for them, because you have them already. What someone else has, that you have chemda for. We refer to the desire for women, we say chemda, everyone's running after silver and gold. It says, you see, when referring to the biggest taivas, use the lashon of chemda. All the examples we brought now are the Yetzahara bringing us to a taiva. Amnam b'derech ha-teira gam kein yesh shem zeh. When it comes to Torah, to good things, you also find the lashon of chemda. The etzem teira seinu hakdoisha shenikrus klei chemda. The Torah is called the most desired, precious thing, the klei chemda, like it says in Avos, and it says hadechemodim mizav umipazrov. Daniel ish chamudos. Daniel is called ish chamudos. Because he had the Torah, which is chamud. We're talking about the Eitz Hadas. We learn it's nechmad. It's the inyan of chachma. Val avat Hashem k'siv b'tziloi chimadzi v'yashavti chikoy mamtakin v'kuloi machmadin. So we see that it's not only when it comes to desires of taivas of Olam Hazeh, the Lashon of Chemda, but when it comes to things that are taivas of the Seichel, of the Yetzer Tov, things L'Tov, Torah and Mitzvahs and Chachma, you also find the concept, the word Chemda. The Yisav Mechilta, Al Pasuk Demika Moicha Be'Olam Hashem, Kevin Shero Yisrael Shenevet Parei V'Chele B'Yamtuf, Paschu p'em v'amru kulam micha moicha b'elam Hashem. When Klai Yisrael saw that Parai and his chariots and all of his troops, they drowned, so they opened their mouths and they said, micha moicha b'elam Hashem, there's no one like you, the most powerful Hashem. V'lo Yisrael b'vad amru shira ala apha umais. Kishashamu shenevet Parai Mitzrayim v'yam, kafru kulam b'avodas kechavim shalahem, upasul kulam p'yam v'haydu lamar v'amru micha moicha. The Medrash says, all the entire world, when they heard about this, Parai, you have to remember, was the strongest power in the entire world. Mitzrayim was the center of everything. Parai was drowned in the Yamsuf. Everyone was kaifer in their Avodah Zarah, and they said, this shvach, micha moicha b'elam Hashem. So what do you see from here? The Lamabnu Mizeh She'acharei Tvias Yamsuf, after they were drowned in the Yamsuf, Nidvuku Kulam LaKadosh Baruch Hu, everyone wanted to attach themselves to Hashem. Everyone had a taiva, a chemda, v'chamdu Oysa Yisparach. They desired to have a shaykhis and be davuk b'Hashem. V'zehu v'nechmad. That's v'nechmad. Shachrei Tfias Parei V'Amitrim B'Yam Nechmida Avasi Yisparach B'Fi Yisrael U'B'Fi Kol Ha'umais. The Avas Hashem became Chamud, it became desired, it was what everyone wanted, not only Klai Yisrael, all of the Umais. And that's what the Baal HaGada says. Ilo habiranu b'saycha b'charaba. V'loi shikat zareinu b'saycha. You drowned our enemies. Klaimar sh'loi ha'isdoi mechaivasa aleinu. Latviyam b'yamzuf. You didn't have to drown them in the Yamzuf. Elisha also said, why did you do that? Hashem wanted that. He wanted to give us this, his iris, to have such a desire for a dveikus b'Hashem. V'lechein amar loshen shika, v'atargum pirish al-tsalu ishtaku, sh'achach amru michamaycha k'divri ha-mechilta. It says, tsalu kaiferes b'mayim adirim, that the strong ones, they were tsalu kaiferes, they were sunk in like lead. What's the next pasuk? Michamaycha b'elam Hashem. The tsalu kaiferes leads into michamaycha. Tsalu, the Targum says, is a lashon of ishtaku. That's this lashon here, shika. You sunk them in. That's why the Baal HaGada picked the word shika, because he wanted to be meramez. That what did this shika lead to? To michamaycha b'elam Hashem. That's the nechmat, that everyone desires to have this shaychus to Hashem. Okay, now we continue to Vinaim. Okay, Vinaim. This is the last one we're going to do for today, and then we'll continue next week. Vinaim. Naim Mayra al Hamasikos Lechech. Naim is sweetness, sweet to the palate. Kamashakasu Vesa'aretz Kina'ema. The Targum Unkelis, that the land is sweet, may have the parent. It produces sweet fruit. Like it says in Mishlei, so what does this mean? There's different types of foods in the world. Hamaychol hechreichi. There's things that are staples, that are necessities to live. Uhalachem. Bread is a staple. Well, alachem levada yichi adam. Lechem is that's a staple a person needs. But vein by mesikus, it's not a sweet thing. Raku hechreich leguf, but it's something that's necessary. Ushar minei matam, and then there's other types of delicacies, kamei basar and yayin, uperis. Sheinem hechreichis leguf. These are not necessities for the body. However, what are they? They're very sweet to the palate. Hashem fed us in the Midbar for 40 years. The Mon, the Slav, the Be'er. V'hida atayra al-mesikusa shalman. The Torah told us the man didn't taste, it didn't have a bland taste, it was sweet like honey. And it was like a fatty taste to it too. The slav, those birds, they were very fatty. The water of the be'er was sweet water. We talk about it was sweet. If Hashem would have just given us food that it's hechrich, it's a necessity, that also would have been enough. We don't need more than that, we just need to survive. But not only that, Hashem gave us sweet things. V'zehu shamar bal hagada. Ilu shika tzareinu b'saychai. V'lo sipek tzarkeinu b'amidbar arboim shana. Dayeinu. Reitzolayma. Ilu lehaya naisim lanu rak lechem ha'achreichi. If he would have just given us what we needed, gam kein dayeinu. But did he just give us what's necessary? No. Achu Yisbarach Sipek Tzarkenu. Sipek means we were totally Dai Sipukai. He gave us everything that we needed. We were totally, there was nothing we could desire more. We weren't lacking anything. בכל מה שהפה יוכל לדבר, שבמון היותי מן כל המינים כידוע במדרש. Anything that we could say, or that we could want, we could desire, it was all in the mon. The mon had every type of food. You just have to think about it. You have to talk however it worked. We had the taste of whatever we wanted. So therefore, that is vinoim. It wasn't enough that he gave us what we needed. He gave us everything vinoim, in a sweetness. He gave us all the extras. That's sipek tzarkenu. He gave us our needs, not just our necessities. Sipek means daisipuka. Everything that we have, and everything that we want, and everything that we could dream of, was included between the man and the slav and the mei be'er. It wasn't just bland things that are necessities, which is enough. It would have been enough to say shvach da'ivaydat HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. But not only to give us that, he gave us sarkenu, he gave us in noim, in a sweet way, and that's the noim is keneged the sipek sarkenu ba'midbar. Okay, I think we're going to stop over here, and then we will continue and finish it off as Hashem next week.